This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Mike Schrand. Since he was elected in 2010, Todd Richardson has been widely seen as a promising Republican politician. But after the shock resignation of House Speaker John Deal, the Poplar Bluff Republican has now obtained power much sooner than expected. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at Richardson's rise to power and how he'll lead amid a time of turmoil within his caucus.
Wow. A lot of you here.
When Todd Richardson talked with reporters last Thursday, he was no longer the up-and-coming young legislator from Poplar Bluff. The Republican with renowned speaking skills and a knack for handling big-ticket legislation had just been selected as the next Speaker of the Missouri House. After the resignation of House Speaker John Deal, Richardson's GOP colleagues were ready for him to meet the expectations that had long been placed on him. Time for Richardson to lead, and Richardson has a clear priority.
I don't think the last, 5 months have put the legislature and this public institution in a particularly good light. And it's my great hope that we can get back to work and focusing on improving that public perception.
For the next 3 years, Richardson will lead a large Republican caucus that's reeling from Deal's resignation. Since coming into office in 2011, the attorney rose through House leadership and handled a landmark overhaul of the state's troubled second injury fund. But the political bug has likely been with Richardson for a long time from his father, Mark Richardson. The former House minority leader brought his son to the General Assembly while he was in office, which the father says made an impression.
Todd had wanted to do this. It was a dream of his from the time that he was probably a freshman in high school, or maybe even earlier.
Mark Richardson encountered his share of trials, including a resignation from leadership after a drunk driving arrest. State Representative Steve Cookson, also of Poplar Bluff, says Todd Richardson learned a lot from his father's legislative experience, both good and bad.
You live in a fishbowl. You live in a spotlight. And, I think Todd realizes that. And he has always realized that from a very young age.
Richardson was expected to ascend to the speakership in 2017 after Deal left office due to term limits. But after Deal resigned last week due to a scandal over sexually suggestive texts with a 19-year-old intern, Richardson took the reins much sooner than expected. His election as speaker came as some Democratic legislators like State Representative Gina Mitten of Richmond Heights were speaking out against a corrosive culture in Jefferson City.
I do believe that there is a culture of sexism within the Capitol, and I believe that a young woman that's here as part of an internship program should not be involved or not have that kind of harassment.
Democratic State Representative Stephen Weber of Columbia says Richardson should not only work to change the legislature's internship program, but should also push for policies that help women, such as legislation to close gender pay inequities.
I hope he can transition. I hope he can look at the weaknesses of the last couple days in terms of ethics, in terms of treatment of women, and turn that into a positive next year by working on those issues.
Richardson says he's talked with members about making changes to internship policies. And some of his GOP colleagues, like State Representative Shelley Keeney of Marble Hill, says he has what it takes to move his caucus forward.
Sometimes we get a reality check in this building, and I think there are many people that are reflecting and looking ahead after the events of this week, and we will continue to move forward and do the best that we can.
To be sure, Richardson will almost certainly face his share of challenges over the next few years. House speakers often become embroiled in personality conflicts and struggles over legislation. But Richardson says he's ready to bear the burden of leadership and hopes to gain the favor of his fellow Missourians.
I think that I will ask them to judge me by my actions and by my character, the same way I've asked my caucus to judge me.
Richardson will likely serve as House Speaker through 2018, which provides plenty of time for his record and actions to be judged throughout the state. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.